Jay Ajayi, no running back in the NFL, ran for more yardage in the Falcons this year than Ajayi did when he was with the Dolphins. It was 136 yards, right, I think, in that game back early in the season. Coming off fresh, didn't play week 17, was inactive for that game. It'll be very, very intrigued to see how he's used in this game. You watched him again in that Miami Dolphins game. A lot of inside zone, outside zone power. We get him going downhill.
Well, there's definitely a belief that with the combination of what they have inside with Jarrett, and you look at the two stacked backers who will likely be Riley and Jones, there's a certain feeling that you attack that straight on downhill and you make those guys have to take on blocks. I think you'll probably see the Eagles take that approach in the run game.
When you look at this Falcons defense, I mean, very, very good in the red zone. You mentioned that they're not a huge blitz team in terms of only 11 sacks via the blitz, but they're going to come at you with a four-man rush. So what does that mean for Nick Foles going into this game? What is it that he can expect to see schematically? What are some of the plays, some of the throws that he's going to have to make if he
well,
in this game?
I mean, they're predominant, as we said, four-man rush.
Yep.
So the Eagles have a pass game that, for the most part, is a timing rhythm pass game where the ball needs to come out. If he gets into that mode in this game, that negates the pass rush. So that's really critical. I think the Eagles are going to feel pretty good about their defense against this offense right now. And this offense has not played real well, which leads me to think that you might see the Eagles be a little conservative offensively to see how this game starts.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people say, well, that's not in Doug's nature. But the last thing you want to do in a playoff game is have early turnovers. And, you know, I know that Doug likes to be aggressive. Andy Reid has always been that way in playoff games. But I'm just wondering if they might be a little careful this week.